Wow. Well, sorry. Well,
My pleasure. It's my honor.
And tonight is going to be our first show by myself, but it's also going to be, we're going to have a break until August 1st in order to get ready for the all-new Anything But Ordinary radio show on The Ray, which I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And I know it's a new network, and we're all really excited that it's happening, and so we're going to prepare for that. So we're going to take a little summertime break, but also get everything ready for the next shows that are coming up, and I'm really, really looking forward to all that. But, Jed, I need to talk to you because there is a show that I really want to do, and I want to do it with you, and it's called, you know, Dating in a Drama-Free Zone, but I really want to ask you because you are a man, correct?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, weren't we?
Yes, we were. And as anybody who knows what where I am in life, I have cracked the door open to dating again for the first time. It's been 6 years.
Amen.
And it's like I'm dating, but my fingernails are on the side of the wall going, no, don't make me do it. Because one of the things that I want to know, Jed, is why. And I'm not saying that women don't do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just preface that by saying women do this too. But the question that I have is, why do men lie? Even at my age, why are men still lying? Tell me, just a small snippet of why.
I have to be honest. I really, really, truly, I truly believe it's insecurity. I believe we in this society have created such an aura about male significance and male dominance and male importance and male men. And it's ironic because you will be back, I promise you. We started a men's group. We're having a men's retreat in July. We're creating a spiritual a development for men. And what I'm feeling from your request, that answer, that the answer you're looking for, is that it's the only thing I can think of. It's insecurity. And that being said, what they don't realize is that they don't need to do that because we're all looking for the same thing. We're all looking for love, companionship, connection. We're all looking for the same thing. And the irony is that it's defeating the whole purpose. So that's the only answer I have right now, but I can assure you over the course of the next 4 or 5 months when we bring you back into the men's group, I think that we'll have some better answers. I'm going to put that question out on the blog tomorrow. So anyway.
Perfect. Well,
we don't want to take away from your wonderful guest, though, but I hope that answers.
And again, we just wanted to put a snippet in there because I'm looking forward to the show that we will have in August, September. I'm looking forward to the feedback that you have coming from the conference that you're doing with the men, and it's really exciting. I really love getting into men's psyche. But for no further ado, I'm really excited about tonight's show. It is only going to be a half-hour show. And my first, I want to introduce a couple of the co-hosts that we're going to have on the new Anything But Ordinary radio show. And the first co-host that I want to introduce is Miss Coretta Dahl. And Coretta is an FOR ambassador, and she is also the director of FOR Fitness. So welcome, Coretta, to the show. How are you, my beautiful friend?
Thank you, Maria. I am doing very well tonight. Thank you.
I'm
it's a little
really
late here. It's 11 o'clock.
That's all right. It's okay. I want you to share a little bit about FOR Fitness, and we've been in the creation of this now for I don't know how many years. So I want you to share because it is really important on women and fitness and what it is about and what it isn't about. And we're going to be doing a quarterly show on fitness. And it's going to be all about you and what you're doing under the umbrella of being the director of FOR Fitness. So why don't you tell our audience, give them a little bit of information on what FOR Fitness is all about and about our conference that's happening in October and you coming to the West Coast all the way from New Jersey to share what FOR Fitness is all about.
Thank you so much, Maria. I would love to explain to the audience. First, hi, everybody. Thank you, Jed, for producing tonight. FOR Fitness was a concept at first thrown out by yourself because you know my background. I'm a personal fitness trainer for 20 years, a group fitness instructor. I specialize in all-female fitness. I specialize in training the morbidly obese. That means people that are anywhere from 150 to 200 pounds over their recommended weight. I've worked with children. I've worked with the elderly, the infirmed. But my main focus has always been true fitness, not what you see on television. We're constantly bombarded with blatant lies at this point in advertising history. That we've gone back to the snake oil salesman and the vibrating rubber band around your waist that, oh, you're going to lose so much weight doing this and all of that. And now we're a very medicated society. And when I was for the last 5 years, putting FOR Fitness together, and it moved from a concept to a form of training, and I'm not talking about do this amount of reps and sets and, you know, run this distance or walk this distance. It's a type of mind training with fitness that is already out there. But the difference is our approach on how we're going to present it. We will really start to let people design for themselves. We're so into this mindset that other people can do better than what we can do. And yes, you do need support and help, and that is one of the major factors with FOR Fitness. You will get so much support, an actual network of live support, people you know, people you can actually one day go out and touch. It's not just going to be a voice on the phone or on the computer. In the future, we would love to have a national and international FOR Fitness certification that can be accredited, and you will be recognized as a trainer that was trained by FOR and how to train people, not just go out and give them a tear sheet of, here, just run around and do this and you'll be fine, and here's your tear sheet of nutrition. Not to say that everybody does that. Most trainers do not. Most trainers try very hard, but they're very, very limited in what they can do and say because of where and how they work. Most trainers work within a gym setting. FOR Fitness will be online via webcam, so it is going to be a more private setting. There will be FOR Fitness conferences, like we will have our first conference in October, where you can meet the FOR Fitness instructors and learn our program, which is not to say it is that much different than what other people are doing, but the difference is how it will be presented. We're not putting a time limit on you. We're not saying you only have this much time and this many weeks. We've done that to death, and people just feel so defeated when the 6 weeks rolls around and they're like, I haven't done anything. Well, I'm here to say I've worked with people for over 20 years in fitness now, and my ladies, I call them mine because they are mine. When I've worked with them and I start them first off in water, because that's where we were born. We're born in water, and it is a nurturing and loving element to be in. There are times that I've had people crying in my classes because that's just where their fitness is taking them today. And very often it's what your body is telling you need to do right now. You need to cry, and that's okay. Those are emotions we're supposed to feel and learn from.
And Jed, not to interrupt you, because I don't want you to say too much, Coretta, but when you meet Coretta in October, and I want to thank you, but I want to also keep a lot of it for our first show that we're going to do, Coretta.
Exactly.
And that's going to be in August, and we're going to do our first War Fitness show. But one of the things that I really want to highlight is for a woman like me who's gone through a lot of trauma, learning how to burlesque dance or pole dance or Zumba dance is a little triggering. And so War Fitness is all about the mentality of fitness as well. And so I just wanted to throw that in there because we're out of time to talk about the Four Fitness. But, Coretta, are you excited about all of this?
I've been planning the outfits for years now. Like, this is the outfit. This is the outfit.
So when when October rolls around, I know you're coming down here from Oregon, and I'm so excited to introduce you to Coretta and everybody on the show, so you'll get ready to understand the mentality behind fitness and what Core Fitness is all about. So thank you so much, Coretta.
You're very welcome. Jed, I'll meet up with you in the chat room, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, Katie.
Ciao for now.
The next hostess that I want to bring on, Jed, is a woman that I love her more than life itself, and she is going to be co-hosting the show with me, and she's also a foreign ambassador, and she's going to become a dame under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great in St. Helens in October, and I'm really, really excited and proud of her for all the accomplishments that she's made with her own for-profit organization, which is Rebecca Lawler Limited, and her nonprofit, which is the Hearts of Hope Foundation. And tonight we have Rebecca on, and like I said, she's going to be a co-host of Anything But Ordinary Radio with me. And Rebecca, are you there?
Yes. Hi, love. How are you?
Hello. I am good, but today...
It's so nice to be here with you both.
I'm so excited to have you here. Say hello, Jed.
Hey, Jed. How are you?
Hey.
It's such a pleasure. It's an honor to be here tonight. Thank you so much.
It is. But there's a deeper reason why I asked you to be on the show tonight. And
yes.
I want you to share with our audience where you're from and why our current events and what transition is all about, because we're all in a transitional phase right now. But the current events of what happened today, especially in your home state. And it kind of all ties into where your Hearts of Hope Foundation comes in and why this is so important to bring light to what is going on when it comes to our children. So please, Rebecca, why don't you share with our audience the current events of today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess we all know. Everyone who is anyone has been in tune with the trial of the, I think it's probably one of the trials of the last 5 years. And wow, big, huge situation today. And
we're talking about the Kaylee and the Casey.
Yeah, we really are, absolutely. I'm an Orlando girl, grew up there, and have followed this trial. Started Hearts of Hope, as you know, Maria, 10 years ago, the Hearts of Hope Foundation, and we are trying to make a difference in the lives of children who are abused. And my goodness, you know,
yeah.
I think, yeah, it's a big deal today. And I don't know if there's a right or wrong in the whole situation. I think that the right or the wrong in the situation is the life of the little girl that was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we really have to come together with that as a world and as, you know, making a difference in the lives of kids who are abused. She was killed. Who knows the situation? We weren't there. We're not a part of the whole situation. They feel today that, you know, they acquitted her on everything. Wasn't there, wasn't a part of the trial, do not know. As you know, my husband is a great litigator and a great lawyer, so he will say, you know, you've got to come up with the facts, look at the facts, figure out the situation, listen to everything, and you have to do what the law says. As a founder of a foundation for children who are abused, we have a child today that was murdered. We don't know how. We know she couldn't have done it herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where are we here today in America? Who did it, right? Who did it?
Yeah, the bottom line is we have a child that has been silenced.
Absolutely.
As you and I both,
absolutely.
And as you and I both know,
her voice was stolen. She lost her voice. She didn't have a voice. She was too young to have a voice. And that's really the whole, I believe, as a founder of a foundation to help kids who are abused is, you know, you these children lose their voice. And we have to find it for them or have to be an advocate of their voices. We have a child today that lost her voice. We know that. She couldn't have killed herself. We all know that, right? She was found in a plastic bag with duct tape wrapped around her mouth. I mean, we do not know the situation or the story, but we know that she could not have done that to herself. So therefore, somebody did it to her. And at the very end of the day, in order to make a difference and change lives, we have to figure out and stand together to do that. And the truth of the matter is that these children do not have a voice anymore. Who is going to stand beside them and help make a difference? We all have to get together and do that for them. And that's why we started Hearts of Hope. That's why you have Foray. That's why we are all together. That's why we are trying to make a difference today and forever. We cannot... Yeah, go ahead, love. Tell me.
It's interesting because I've really tried desperately not to watch the news and watch what's going on because I'm telling you the truth. The 4th of July, I drove through, you know that I'm spending time at an RV company. And I drove through an RV park on the 4th of July, and I'm telling you, Rebecca, it triggered me to hell and back watching all the children. Because since, you know, the rape 6 years ago, all that child sexual abuse opened up in my life. And I, whenever I'm around kids, I'm looking at kids, but I'm looking at them going, who's touching you? So
right.
It triggers me. It triggers me to no end to watch the news, to watch what's going on in this case. But my brother called me yesterday. And there's so much about this case that I didn't know. And apparently, as you also know, I speak on officer-involved domestic violence. And apparently the grandfather is a retired police officer.
Yes.
And boy, doesn't this just put a trigger.
Chill up your spine.
Completely. Oh, I'm telling you, you have no idea. Because apparently this man, and I don't know because I really didn't watch any of this trial, okay, but I don't believe he's an innocent figure here. okay? Mm-hmm. And Kim being and me being involved with law enforcement for 18 years of my life, I mm-hmm. love them, and I understand the dynamic of the beast when it comes to law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And they believe that they're above the law and they can do anything and get away with anything. And if he did have a part of this, then I'm even triggered even more, because mm-hmm. here we do have another law enforcement officer that was above the law and got away with it. So just
right.
the aspect of this case is just hitting me on every single side. What was that, Jen?
Well, there's a comment in the chat room. Harry, our beloved mentor and guider and
yes.
wisdom teacher, says, and I tend to agree with this. I'm very much a matter of divine intervention, and it's possible that she gave her life to save others. And
that little Carly,
what he said was that it's up to us to make sure that her voice and her death are not in vain. So it's an interesting thought that mm-hmm. we truly, truly do believe in divine intervention, and that we believe mm-hmm. that there is a living God, and that we believe that there is a spiritual connection between all of us, is
mm-hmm.
that her death, sadly as it may seem, and as tragic as it is, and as destructive as the perpetrator who perpetrated that, the reality is that there's a message here, and I think that's the bigger thing that we take away. I don't want to take up any more of you guys' time.
Yeah.
We've got about 7 minutes
you.
Left, so just let you know
okay.
we got about 7 minutes left.
Perfect.
Agree with that. I totally agree with that, and I think that it's really about her voice. I
yeah.
think
mm-hmm.
that no matter what today's outcome was, the circumstances of today, or what was brought forth, that
mm-hmm.
we all have to look within ourselves as Americans in this world that we live in as togetherness, and figure out that she did have a voice, and somehow today, I believe it was somehow lost.
Mm-hmm.
And together we have to come together and find it for her. You
well,
know,
exactly.
They
because,
figured. Go ahead, yes,
go ahead.
Maria. Yeah.
Well,
no,
it's,
you're right.
It's funny.
Go ahead.
The voice is ours, Rebecca, and you know what I'm talking about here.
I
say this
do.
With. especially going and putting myself out in the real world, when you are an advocate for victims or are the voice for silent people, okay? I've got a lot of men that are saying to me, Maria, you just need to get over what you're doing and stop talking about this, okay? I'm no longer in that place, but this is what God, this is why I've gone through everything that I've gone through. This is the reason, so I will not shut up. So someone does, and if you're not a strong enough man to handle it, then get away from me. And I feel very passionate about that, because I'm not stuck in the place that I was. I am elevated and empowered because of where I was. And it's not about talking about my story. It's talking about, when it comes to law enforcement officer involved, that we've got a problem. I love cops. They're great. You want them there when something bad happens. But what are we going to do because of the stress that's going on? And I'm sorry that I went through all the stuff that I went through as a child. But you know what, Rebecca? You and I went through things as children in order for us to be able to be here, to open our mouths finally and have a voice and not be silent. So when something like this does hit, yeah. I mean, I know that I don't have a choice, that God has said, you're it. He may have said, not it, not it, not it, and boom, you're it. And he said the same thing to you. And I think that's why we connected all those years ago when we first looked at each other and we knew, oh, God picked you too, huh?
We saw each other in the hallway. Remember we saw each other in the hallway?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And it may have been so we could be here tonight on July 5th.
Absolutely.
Okay, on this day when this little girl is now sleeping peacefully in his arms. and now we're left, and God said, you're it. And here we are.
May I integrate something here really quickly?
Absolutely.
I want to commend the team, the prosecuting team in Orlando. I think they were amazing. That wonderful female lawyer, she spent the last 3 years of her life trying to be a voice for that little girl.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she was just amazing. I mean, we all know how it went down today. Whatever, whatever. And the truth of the truth of the truth is we live like it was brought up today in the news in a country, a great country, where we should be proud and honored by the fact that we all live in this world where we really do have a free voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have this. But they were amazing. She has spent the last 3 years of her life trying to bring a voice to that little victim. And you and I know that beyond anything, to bring the voice. And I think that's our calling. You and I have this great, great voice within ourselves to make a difference for these kids and for women and for children and to make it move forward, like you were just saying. And make a difference. Education is such a big thing. And you rock, girl. You're good.
I think it's just we've come full circle, and that's what this transition has been all about, Rebecca. With the women that we've met all these years, again, we've talked to I don't know how many victims and survivors that I've spoken to that can't. Still, to this day, cannot open their mouths and talk about their stories.
And
the truth of the matter is, we don't really have to talk about our stories. There's new stories popping up every day, and this is a good example of a new story that's popped up, of a new silenced voice, and how, I'm sorry, we're not going to shut up now. We're going to talk about it, and that's what it's about. And how many minutes do we have, Jed?
You've got 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Real
quick, I want you, Rebecca, to share with our audience where they can get a hold of you. And there's also a gentleman that's been trying, I've been trying to reach him to talk about your heart for the Hearts of Hope Foundation. So I want you to share with our audience where they can get a heart from you. Okay, your beautiful heart.
Thank you so much. You can go online, RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. We've got lots of hearts for everyone, and we are making a difference. And, you know, we have the foundation that we started like 10 years ago for kids who are abused. And so we're doing all kinds of things. It's the Hearts of Hope Foundation. And go online to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on the web. You can find us all over. And just let us know. I mean, we're here making and trying to make a difference in the lives of many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an honor and a pleasure to be a part of the show tonight and to share what we're doing and to really join with you guys in making a difference in the lives of a lot of kids.
Yeah, we're all about
it's about us joining together,
voices.
Right?
Yep.
Well, the clock is off a little bit from what my clock says. It just said 20 seconds, so we're out of time.
So
Maria, you want to see?
Thank you, everybody, and we will see
you in August.
So thank you, Jed, and thank you, everyone, that is supporting I love you.
Love everyone. Blessings and peace.
Until next time. Thank you.
Bye.